Just think, someone takes a mass of bronze and turns it into something that captures the likeness and even more the spirit of a person who's truly an icon to millions. In other words, get it right because people all over the world will be watching. That was the assignment given to the Daubin Furman Sculpture Studio of California in 2005, create a bronze statue of Rosa Parks. The mother of the modern civil rights movement would have been 100 this month. So it's very, very fitting. The piece will be revealed and dedicated tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol. It was the first commission of a full-size statue approved and funded by Congress since, are you ready, 1873. And it's the first full-size representation of an African-American woman in the National Statuary Hall. Rob Furman and Eugene Daub were the sculptors chosen to create the Rosa Parks statue. And Eugene Daub joins us now from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
As you were working on the statue, Eugene Daub, I'm curious, it's untold hours of time. What are you thinking about as you are designing and sculpting her face?
Well, not only the face, but, you know, the whole piece, it's a matter of trying to hide the unnecessary and reveal the important parts and to reveal the things that help to reveal dignity or vision. And those things these are just words, and it's another thing to try to get the piece to actually feel like that and have that look or have that feeling.
And I know as small in stature as she was, she certainly had a powerful spirit. And I've loved how in interviews in later years she said she was quite annoyed at the popular legend that her feet were tired. She said, "I was just tired of being tired,
right,
of not being able to sit where I wanted to." You could just tell there was quite a spirit in there.
Yes, yes. It's I sort of imagine her like a superwoman and sort of the Clark Kent syndrome, you know. It's we wanted her to really people to look at her as a superwoman, but sort of with a Clark Kent exterior, you know, dressed in mid-century clothes.
So tomorrow, as the president and congressional leaders are there, what does that feel like to actually have that creation that you've labored over shown on such a very, very public stage?
Well, it is just an honor and a privilege, and you know, it's I just said to somebody just recently, I just feel like Daniel Day-Lewis and Lincoln, you know, having a chance to work on Rosa Parks. It's a chance that we have to come close to greatness, you know, not ours but theirs. And just as artists, when we can we've worked on a lot of pieces of just wonderful, great people, Lincoln, Jefferson, Rosa Parks. It's a wonderful, vicarious experience to, you know, just rub the shoulders in any way with them. It's just great.
Eugene Daub and Rob Furman created the Rosa Parks statue to be unveiled tomorrow at the Capitol before President Obama and congressional leaders. The bronze statue is 9 feet tall.